And the drama with the Coffin Bay oyster situation does continue with the contamination. And I caught up yesterday with the chair of the South Australian Oyster Growers Association, Rob Kerrin, to discuss not just what could be happening in the future, but what is happening right now. Rob Kerrin, thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks.
Where are we right now, as in the next couple of days, where are we right now with Coffin Bay oyster producers?
Yeah, well, Coffin Bay is officially closed for production. At the moment, it'll be largely about testing, because without oysters from Coffin flowing, there won't be reports of illness from Coffin Bay. So we're going to rely pretty heavily on the testing of how much, what the Vibrio loading in the water is, and hopefully we'll see that drop sooner rather than later.
Has any indication been given as to how long this testing might take?
The test takes about 4 days, unless there's a quicker way of doing it, but we're really probably not looking for probably a minimum about 7 to 10 days would be the minimum period before we would open up. We just don't want to create a situation where we open before we actually should, because that's got a whole range of issues with it, of guys having harvested stuff put into the market and then losing it if it's, you know, if we close down again. So we want to take a pretty cautious approach there. While the oysters are sitting in the sea, they're still an asset for the grower. Whereas if we start too soon and then there's another stoppage, they lose oysters.
Speaking with the chair of the South Australian Oyster Growers Association, Rob Kerrin, about the situation at Coffin Bay and what we can expect over the next few days and the next couple of weeks. And as you say, Rob, that 7 to 10 day period, is it looking optimistic at this stage? Is it looking 50-50 at this stage whether it will open, or is it really too early to tell?
No, it's just too early. We really don't know what the Vibrio will do over that period of time. So we don't want to give any false hope. Yeah, we would hope that it might drop soon. Well, it will drop sometime, but which week that'll be is sort of out of our control, really. That's an environmental factor, and we haven't had enough experience with it in these days to really be able to look at what happened last time or whatever. So we're sort of just got to keep testing and see what we find.
When it does come to those oysters from Coffin Bay that aren't entering the market, have you heard any news from other Eyre Peninsula producers, particularly around Cowal and Smoky Bay, as to whether those oysters are starting to fill the niche in the market?
At the moment, those bays are mainly voluntarily shut down. They don't want to go through the same thing of having cases and getting closed and then losing oysters that are already sort of entered the market through recall. So there's been a voluntary closure of a lot of the production area on Eyre Peninsula. So, there might be a bit of a shortage of oysters over the next week.
And just finally, Rob, this situation unfolding with the oysters, does the contamination have the potential to affect any other seafood, or is this an oyster-specific condition?
At the moment, it's only been oysters. Yeah, Vibrio do get into, there's issues some places sometimes with raw seafood. So it's not, there are Vibrios, whether it's the same one, it's above my pay rate. There are Vibrios that get into other seafood.
Rob Kerrin, chair of the South Australian Oyster Growers Association, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, Keith. Thank you.